USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is showing no signs of letting up on his pleas for a border wall. On Tuesday, President Trump took to Twitter and said, "Without a wall, our country can never have a border or national security." Chris Cabrera is a border agent. He tells Fox News the president is accurate.
And what these barriers do, the fence, the wall, whatever they want to call it today, what that does is it funnels the traffic away from the neighborhoods, away from the communities, and into areas where it's safer for the community, safer for the agents.
Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky was closed Tuesday and will remain closed amid security concerns after a video was released over the weekend. The video appears to show students from the high school mocking an elderly Native American, although after the entire video was released, that in fact was not the case. The students involved in the video have received death threats. Your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow on Tuesday lost 302 points. This is USA Radio News.
Question: do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Speaking before the UN-sponsored conference on disarmament in Geneva, U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood said a new Russian cruise missile system proves the Russians cannot be trusted. USA Radio Network's John Clemens with more.
The harsh comments from U.S. Ambassador Wood sets the stage to make good on the threat by the Trump administration to withdraw from the treaty that was signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987.
Unfortunately, the United States increasingly finds that Russia cannot be trusted to comply with its arms control obligations, and that its coercive and malign actions around the globe have increased tensions.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The winter storm that's claimed the lives of at least 10 people is leaving behind brutally cold temperatures this week. The storm dropped up to 2 feet of snow in parts of the Midwest and Northeast since last week, and is forcing thousands of flights to be canceled at airports across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Folks across the country, remember the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
I came out here, I come every year to this nice service to celebrate the birthday and the remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and his family.
Paying respects to MLK, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. MLK would have turned 90 this year. In Atlanta, where he and his wife are buried, a prayer service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
It means a lot to me to celebrate, to get out and celebrate and enjoy in its history.
Lifelong Atlanta resident Crystal Gay says she never misses this service, and she's thankful for Delta Airlines' $80,000 donation to keep the historic MLK Park and landmarks open through Super Bowl Sunday.
I think it was nice of them to do that. I think it's wrong for the shutdown because people's lives is infected all over. I think it was a good thing to open this up, especially this holiday, the King Day, and celebrating his birthday. I think it was a blessing and a wonderful thing for them to do that.
New Orleans Saints fans want a rematch with the Los Angeles Rams. Nearly 500,000 fans have signed an online petition with the idea of pushing the NFL to set up a game between the Saints and Rams once again before the Super Bowl. The petition is all in response to a possible penalty that may have changed the outcome of the NFC Championship game on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.